This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
A Wayne County farmer says their operation began when his school teacher father took a class to a farm auction. Glenn Burton says that auction set the wheels in motion for their family farm.
He's a school teacher, and he brought a class down here to watch an auction sale. And lo and behold, Banker come over by and said, Darryl, your family's been involved in farming. Said, you ought to buy this. And so Dad started out with $700 in 1968.
Burton says they've grown since the farm's beginning.
Fox Run Farms Incorporated, we got about 330 acres. We've not grown as fast as some people. We've been slow and cautious. Of course, we all did other things. Dad taught school, sold real estate, I poured concrete, worked construction, farmed. We used to raise a lot of tobacco.
In addition to traditional row crops, beef cattle are a big part of the operation.
We bought another farm in 1983, and I come here to live on that one. Of course, that's when we actually got in the cattle business. I've been raising cattle for 35 years. I really enjoy that. Of course, we started out grain farming, and my uncle kind of got me into the cattle business.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
If you ever wondered how Farmall got its name, here's an abbreviated list of some of the jobs that Case IH Farmall can do. Baling, cutting, feeding, hauling, loading, raking, cleaning, fertilizing, mowing, chopping, seeding, clearing, irrigating, digging, excavating, grading. Let's make it simple. This tractor does it all. No matter what you're doing, can-do comes in red. Farmall. Learn more at caseih.com/farmall or at HR AgriPower with 5 Kentucky locations. Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morgan Field, Owensboro, and Mayfield.
The North American Championship Rodeo returns to Freedom Hall November 10th through the 12th. Come out for all the action, including bull riding, barrel racing, and steer wrestling. Friday's Tough Enough to Wear Pink Night benefits the Horses and Hope program. Tickets start at $10 at Ticketmaster.com. The rodeo is just a part of the fun at the North American International Livestock Exposition. Learn about the country store and the livestock competition at LivestockExpo.org.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
Wayne County farmer Glenn Burton says a tornado in April showed them the generosity of their fellow farmers.
I had people walk the field shoulder to shoulder. We'd pick up like 17 wagon loads of just wood and debris and stuff out of the fields. And boy, I got a lot of help from a lot of people. I sure appreciated it.
He adds there are several reasons he enjoys farming and agriculture.
Sometimes it's the smell of hay curing out in the field. Sometimes you look up, see an old mama cow running after her calf, and different things touches your heart from time to time.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Traveling Bluegrass and listen to podcast at youragedge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.